Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10th, Chapter 9, text number 18. Swamatuhu Srinagatraya Visrasya Kabarasrajaha Trishtva Parishramam Krishnaha Kripayasit Svabandhane Svamatuhu Srinagatraya Visrasya Kabarasrajaha Drashtva Parishramam Krishnaha Kripayasita Svabandhane Svamatuhu Srinagatraya Visrasya Kabarasrajaha Drashtva Parishramam Krishnaha Kripayasita Svabandhane Svamatuhu Srinagatraya Visrasya Kabarasrajaha Drishtva Parishramam Krishnaha Kripayasita Svabandhane. Please recite. Samatra Srinagatraya Visrasya Kabarasrajaha Vishwa Parishamam Krishna Kripayasita Svabandhane Sumadu Srinagatraya Vishrasya Kabarasrata Vishwa Parishamam Krishna Samadhu Srinna Gatraya Vishrasya Kabarasraja Vishwa Parishramam Krishna Kripaya Sitva Bandhane Samadhu Srinna Gatraya Vishrasya Kabarasraja Vishwa Parishramam Krishna Kripaya Sitva Bandhane Mataji, word for word meaning, Samatuhu of his own mother, Krishna's mother Yashoda Devi, Srinagatrayaha, when Krishna saw his mother perspiring all over because of unnecessary labor. Visrasta were falling down. Kabara from her hair. Srajaha of whom the flowers. Trishtva by seeing the condition of his mother. Parishramam he could understand that she was now overworked and feeling fatigued. Krishnaha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kripaya, by his causeless mercy upon his devotee and mother, Asit, agreed, Svabandhane, in binding him. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Because of Mother Yashoda's hard labor, her whole body became covered with perspiration, and flowers and comb were falling from her hair. When child Krishna saw his mother thus fatigued, he became merciful to her and agreed to be bound. Purport. When Mother Yashoda and the other ladies finally saw that Krishna, although decorated with many bangles and other jeweled ornaments, could not be bound with all the ropes available in the house, they decided that Krishna was so fortunate that he could not be bound by any material condition. Thus, they gave up the idea of binding him. But in competition between Krishna and his devotee, Krishna sometimes agrees to be defeated. Thus, Krishna's internal energy, Yoga Maya, was brought to work, and Krishna agreed to be bound by Mother Yashoda. Om Jnanath Mirandasya Jnananjana Shlakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratrishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripiye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is a very exalted Purana, spotless Purana. We don't have any qualification to speak on this. And this is first time I am speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam. Although having so many material desires in the heart, but trying to follow the instructions of authorities, I am trying to speak on this verse as a seva. So I seek blessings of all the senior devotees, especially His Holiness Ram Govind Swami Maharaj, Sundar Shyam Prabhu and all the other devotees, seeking blessings that I can do some justice on speaking for my own realization. So Krishna is known as a Bhakta Vatsala. He is also known as a Achyuta. Means he does not fall down from his position of the protecting his devotees for Vatsalta, for affection for his devotees. And that is seen in many cases. Even Arjuna also addresses Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra as Achyuta, the one who never falls down from his position of Bhakta Vatsala. And the whole pastime, what is ongoing right now, is showing that Krishna cannot be bound by any material condition. Any amount of scholarship or any amount of skills, Krishna can be bound only with the love and devotion. And two significant things, which is the theme of the whole pastime, indicated by these two fingers, is one's efforts to achieve Krishna and Krishna's mercy. So likewise, just like this pastime of Srimad Bhagavatam is very significant for devotees, so significant that this whole month is celebrated as Damodar Mass. Similarly, there are many more pastimes where Krishna is controlled by his devotees' love. Just like Krishna when goes to Hastinapur, when Duryodhan invites Krishna, Krishna was not having any appetite. But in Hastinapur, Duryodhan wanted to invite Krishna and want to have some favor so that Krishna can be on his side. But Krishna refused that, "I do not have appetite." And he said that, "I do not accept anything which is not tinged with love." If there is love, that is what he says in Bhagavad Gita 9.26, that Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yume Bhaktaya Prayachati Tadham Bhakti Upratam Ashnami Pratatmanaha. He says, Bhakti word is mentioned two times here. So Krishna is also called as Bhava Grahi Janardhanaha. He does not accept anything other than love and devotion, bhakti. So although Duryodhan had made so much of elaborate arrangement, golden plates, cups, chappan bhog feast, but all was rejected by Krishna. because there was no love. Duryodhan here had a selfish motive to have favor and win over Pandavas, having ill motives towards Pandavas. So Krishna refused and he did not accept anything from Duryodhan. And next he goes to home of Vidura, where Vidura is personally not present. Vidurani, his wife, is present, and Krishna himself asks that I want some food to eat, because Vidura and his wife had love for Krishna. Now it is quite strange sometimes when we go in anybody's home and ask for food. It is not considered a very practical or action with etiquette. Generally, somebody asks and when we agree, it is okay, but it is not considered very good when we ourselves ask someone to give me food. But Krishna, because he has detected that love in Vidura and his wife's heart, so he goes and directly asks that, I am feeling hungry, give me some food. Now Krishna is Supreme Lord. When he enters, Vidura is not there at home. Vidurani is there. And she is very nervous because Krishna, the Supreme Lord, has come to his home and Krishna is asking for some food. So she starts searching here and there, and she finds in nervousness some banana. She goes with bananas to Krishna and peels off. She is so much overwhelmed by love for Krishna. She is staring at Krishna's lotus face, and she is peeling out bananas and serving those banana leaves to Krishna. Bananas she is throwing in the trash. Krishna, because he takes nothing other than love, he is accepting those leaves, bananas, skin, which is offered with love. She is not observing the content, he is observing the intent. And then, in between, when Vidura comes, and Vidura chastises Vidurani, that what are you doing? You are serving banana skin, not the banana fruit. And Krishna says, he becomes angry in one way, that you have interrupted my loving of reciprocation. This banana skin, because it is absorbed with affection, it has some taste, and bananas don't have any taste. That is how Krishna is also called as a prema pujari. He is controlled by love and affection of devotees. Likewise, there are many more examples we find in Shastras. There is another example of the Sakshi Gopal, where we know the story that an elderly Brahmana was traveling, and as an assistant, a young Brahmana was given as his assistant. And while traveling, at one point of time, at one place, because the old Brahmana was very happy by serving mood of the young Brahmana, he gives in charity his own daughter in marriage to the young Brahmana. And after going to village, when young Brahmana, to fulfill his duty, when he claims that this was the promise given by old Brahmana, and the villagers, the daughter's brother or the elderly Brahmana's son, is not ready to give in marriage the daughter to this young Brahmana because he was very poor. And to keep promise and to fulfill his promise, young Brahmana wanted to prove that these words were given to me by old Brahmana. But nobody is ready to listen to his statement. And the whole panchayat was called, and it was settled that if you have any eyewitness who has heard and gives eyewitness, then we will consider. Then this young Brahmana remembers that there was Lord Gopal who had heard this conversation between old Brahmana and young Brahmana. So villagers agrees that you go and bring your eyewitness Gopal, and if he gives eyewitness, if he speaks, then we will agree to the settlement. So the young Brahmana goes back to the place where now there is Sakshi Gopal, at the original temple in Vrindavan. And from there, he calls the Lord that you please come in front of you, this promise was given. And now I am in trouble because you heard, you please come and give eyewitness so that I will be relieved and I can keep up my promise as a duty, as a Brahmana, being truthful. So Lord says in return that I am a deity, I cannot walk. And the Brahmana says that if you can talk, then you can walk also, my dear Lord. Then Lord is melted by the answer of his devotee, the Brahmana, and he starts walking behind. Similarly, there is another pastime. In Gujarat, there is a place called Dakor. It is close to Vadodara. There lived a very devout devotee of Sri Krishna. And he would every 6 months go to Dwarka. Dakur from Dwarka is around 10 hours journey. Every 6 months by train, 10 hours journey. And every 6 months he would go carrying a tulsi plant offered to the Lord and come back. When he comes back, he grows a new tulsi plant. And again after 6 months when it is the tulsi plant is grown up, he goes with this plant and goes to the Lord Dwarka again. So every 6 months this was happening. As the time passed, many years passed by, and he became old and invalid. The body was not supporting anymore. So at one visit, when he goes to the Lord, he intensely prays to the Lord that, "My dear Lord, maybe this is my last visit. Body is invalidated and I will not be able to come next time." And at night, this Brahmana, this devotee gets Bodhana, Vijayananda Bodhana, he gets a dream. And Lord says that if you cannot come, then I will come with you. Because he had so much love and affection. And Lord says that you just arrange for a cart or chariot and tomorrow morning we will proceed. So this Vijayananda Bodhana is asking for chariot from people that please give me some broken cart or chariot, something. Lord wants to come with me. And as generally considered, Lord's devotees are considered crazy people. Here also everybody considered him a crazy madman. Nobody was ready to hear his words. But some person, thinking that there is some humility and genuineness in his words, he agreed, "Okay, you take this cart, it is old cart, I am not using anymore." And he made it in a ready, usable condition. Next morning, according to the promise of the Lord, Bodhana goes and stands in front of the gate, Dwarka. And Lord, as usual, just like he did the past time in Mathura, in the jail he opened the doors automatically. Similarly in Dwarka, the gates of the temple opened. People were sleeping in slumber. Lord comes out and sits on the cart with Bodhana. Now here, I was hearing from His Holiness Radha Govinda Swami Maharaj. People generally say that Lord's pastimes are sometimes considered blind faith. How such things can happen? Just like Mathura pastime. Lord comes and doors are automatically opening. How can it be possible? But Maharaj is giving example that there are malls nowadays where we go in front of the gate and malls automatically opens the door. So why not such a high and much higher technology for Krishna? He can make all these things possible. Maharaj gives many nice analogies like this explaining. So it is quite practical. Then Dwarka, this deity, in the deity form, he sits on the cart with Bodhana and they proceed. And after going to the boundary of the village, out of the boundary of village, then Krishna says that, "Now you sit back, I will drive chariot. I like driving for my devotees," as he did for Arjuna. Then they go ahead. When they were about to reach the boundary of this place called Dakur, by that time all the Brahmanas have detected that deity is stolen and it is question of their livelihood. They did not have so much devotion, but it was almost have become the means of their livelihood. So they started searching for deity, and in eagerness they were trying all the means, all the possible cases. And they remembered there was one person, old Brahmana called Bodhana. He was talking some crazy things. Probably he has taken the deity, because he was very intensely eager for it. So they start following in the direction where he lived. And they were going very fast. When they reached this place called Dakur, one of the person in the group, he throws an arrow, spear, not an arrow, he throws a spear which hits the body of Bodhana. And he leaves the body. Shri Radharaj Pyariji Bhagavan ki, Shri Shri Gaunitai ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Blood starts coming from his body. He leaves body, goes to the spiritual world. And at the same time, Bodhana understood before leaving the body that these Brahmanas are coming and they may steal the deity. He did not have any problem. But Lord suggested him that, "You hid me in the pond below the water. I want to stay here. People may come and steal me from away from here." So as per instruction of the Lord, Bodhana hid the Lord's deity, Lord, in the pond, in a lake. But when the spear pierced the body of Bodhana, he left body. At the same time, they observed that from the lake, bottom of the lake, blood started coming out. And when they went there, there was a deity of Dwarkadish, and blood was coming from his chest. That was none other than Dwarkadish. And there was argument. Lord was saying that it was my instruction, my plan, that I came by my sweet will to be served by this devotee Bodhana. But the Brahmanas are arguing that, my dear Lord, you can stay here, but what about our livelihood? There is no deity, there will not be any visitors coming. We will not get any livelihood. The Lord says that, don't worry, you go back, and after 6 months, you go to a place called Gomati River, and there I'll appear in the replica form of as I am right now. The Brahmanas were pacified, but they were very eager and impatient. So after 5 months, instead of 6 months, after 5 months, they search and they take out a deity. So, as the devotees say there, that the deity of Dwarkadish which manifested in Dwarka is little dwarf than the deity, original deity, which is present in Dhaka today. And also his eyes are not completely open. That is Krishna's love for his devotees. Similarly, we see about Venkateshwar Swami, Balaji. Recently we were at South India Yatra and we heard many pastimes of Balaji. Ramanujacharya was very powerful, empowered devotee of Sri Krishna. And he was sent, when he came here, he wanted that somebody should serve Lord Balaji, because Lord Balaji likes flowers very much. So in the assembly of devotees, he made an announcement, is there anyone who would like to go to Tirumala Hills and serve the Lord? Stringing flower garland, serving him with flowers. Nobody agreed, but there was one devotee, Anantacharya, he agreed that I will go. And right from there, he left for Tirumala. This was in Srirangam. Now, nobody would like to leave the association of the spiritual master. Every day hearing class from Ramanujacharya, it's a very special privilege. In Srirangam, Ranganath Swami is there, Ramanujacharya is there. And Tirumala Hill is the place, now it is developed. There was no development at that time. It was all jungle. Tigers and wild animals were there. But Anantalwar took this risk to follow instructions of his guru and to please Balaji. And he, along with his wife, she was pregnant, but they did not consider any obstacle or their own personal interest or comfort zone. They went and started serving Lord Balaji on Tirumala Hills. But for growing flowers, they wanted some water body. It was a hill, so water was flowing down. So they started digging a pond, and while digging, Anantalwar was digging the soil and his wife would carry the soil and throw it to a distant place. And Lord Balaji, who was staying there, he personally comes and he first requests Anantalwar that, can I help you in any way? Anantalwar becomes angry, you go away from here, this is my service, I will do. Again he tries, again he becomes angry. So now Balaji Venkateshwar Swami, a small boy, comes in the small boy's form. He goes to the wife of Anantalwar and he requests, and she says that, my husband wants that we ourselves do this service, nobody should interrupt or should help us, because it is our own service, we cannot pass it. And Balaji again and again persists, requests. So on the request of Balaji, they devise a plan. He gives an idea that, you give me soil to the distance where your husband cannot see, and from there I will throw it. So that way Balaji, in a small boy's form, was helping the wife of Anantalwar. But somehow when Anantalwar gets this information that there is a boy who is interrupting our service, so he becomes very angry, starts running behind this boy. The boy is also running ahead, and Anantalwar is running behind with an instrument, crowbar, with which he was digging the land. Running, he becomes so angry that he throws this crowbar at this boy, and this crowbar hits the chin of the small boy, and the boy's chin starts bleeding. And going ahead, this small boy enters in the altar of Lord Balaji and closes the door from inside. And Anantacharya becomes very restless. He goes to Pujari and says, gives a warning that be careful when you open the altar. There is a boy inside and he is very mysterious. Pujari, when he goes inside opening the altar, there is no one else except the deity of Balaji. And they observe that Balaji's chin is bleeding and there is an injury mark here. And they understand that this is none other than Balaji. Then they get some herbs, they apply with the kapoor, with the camphor, to heal the injury of Lord Balaji. And that is why we today also see that Lord Balaji has some decoration here. It is the same mark. Even now they apply this herb for healing the injury of Lord Balaji. That is love of the Lord for his devotees. Likewise, there are so many other examples, so many pastimes, where Krishna is captured, Krishna is defeated by his devotees. Another example is Krishna breaking his own promise in the battlefield of Kurukshetra to protect Arjuna. He has so much love for Pandavas. I was reading in Mahabharata that it is mentioned that at night Pandavas would sleep peacefully because they had full confidence that Krishna is there. But Krishna would have restless nights thinking about how to protect Pandavas tomorrow. Is there any way by which there can be harm to Pandavas? So he would have sleepless, restless nights sometimes without sleep. And in one such case, when Duryodhan was fiercely attacked by Bhima, Duryodhan, after going back to their camp at night, he says, Bhishma, that you devise some plan that tomorrow you have to kill. It seems that you have some soft heart, corner of the soft heart, because of which you are not fighting your full strength and full extent, and you are biased towards Pandavas. And Bhishma, because he was a Kshatriya, Kshatriyas cannot tolerate such an insult, the insulting words. It is said that for Kshatriyas, Prabhupada also mentions in the purport of the first chapter, that for Kshatriyas, insult is worse than death. So Bhishma could not tolerate this, and he takes a vow that tomorrow I will fight to my full extent. And he takes 5 arrows, which he empowers with Vedic mantras, using all his ascetic power, and gives this 5 arrows, shows it to Duryodhan, that tomorrow with these 5 arrows I am going to finish 5 Pandavas. And Duryodhan does not have faith. He says, give me those 5 arrows, I will keep with me. Bhishma gives it, and Krishna gets to know this information. And Krishna sends Arjuna, that long story, everybody knows this. He sends Arjuna to ask for a boon. And when Arjuna approaches Duryodhan at night, Duryodhan says that, my dear brother, please come. This was the code of conduct they had in those days for war, that they would not consider enemy an enemy at night. Only in the battlefield they were enemies, but when they are back, they would dine together, they would play together. And he invited Arjuna and asked, Arjuna, ask what you want. He wanted a boon. If you want this kingdom, I will give you this kingdom right now. But Arjuna said, no, I am a Kshatriya, I will fight and take the kingdom. But Arjuna said, just give me those 5 arrows. And Duryodhan gave it. And he was smiling and asked, how you got this information? And Arjuna says, that Krishna gave me this information and Krishna sent me. Still, Duryodhan was confident that Bhishma has taken a vow today to kill 5 Pandavas tomorrow, at least Arjuna. If Arjuna is killed, then the whole army will be weakened. He was very confident, and next day when they go, Bhishma is fighting with his full strength, and it is mentioned that Bhishma is fighting with such a vigor, even Krishna is bewildered. That, and Arjuna on the other hand is not fighting to his full strength because he has respect towards Bhishma as his grandfather. Because of this he is not fighting to his full extent. And Krishna is fearful, and that if Bhishma is not stopped by anyone, then it seems that he is going to create annihilation of three planetary systems, entire world. So Krishna thought, I have to do something. At the same time, Krishna remembers that he has taken a promise. He has taken a vow that I will not lift any weapon. But he does not consider even that vow, that I will not lift any weapon. Same situation, that Arjuna is in almost in a precarious situation. he jumps down from the chariot, Krishna, and he lifts a wheel of the chariot which was broken lying aside, and he runs towards Bhishma to kill him. And Arjuna, because he also has so much love for Krishna, he does not want defaming of his dear Lord Krishna. He runs and he catches hold of lotus feet of Krishna, and he stops. He tries to stop, but Krishna is so fiercely running towards Bhishma, going very fast. Arjuna is dragged with Krishna when Krishna is running. But after some time, he succeeds in stopping Krishna and says that, "My dear Lord, please don't do this. You have taken a vow. In future, what will the world say about you? It is something like any person, great person, who is defamed. Krishna also is the king, and for him also, if he goes away from his words, breaks his own vow, it is a big inglorious act." But Krishna does not consider, when it comes to the protection of his devotees, he does not consider anything, even his own fame or own personal interest, he does not consider anything. That is his bhakti-vatsalta. And by the time the whole scene is happening, the sun sets, the war is ended for the day. So there are many cases like this where Krishna is bhakti-vatsalta, he never comes down. That is why he is considered the most lovable object and the most loving father. And here we see that all these instructions are there, the two special instructions about the two things, too short, the rope was too short by two fingers. And the Acharya says that two fingers too short were two elements. One is our effort and the other is Lord's mercy. Prabhupada gives a nice example to understand this. Effort is something in which the person who is making efforts, he considers that everything depends on me. And in the case of mercy, the person does not have to make any effort, he is just at the mercy of the Lord. But Prabhupada gives a nice example to understand this. Just like Prabhupada says that there is a Markata Nyaya, means the case of monkey and his child. The mother monkey is running, not caring for a child, but child monkey is putting his full strength to catch hold of mother monkey. And with this strength of the child monkey, the mother monkey is carrying the child everywhere. So here the effort is lying in the effort makers. It's all about the person making effort. On the other hand, Prabhupada gives example of the Marjara Nyaya. It's an example of the cat catching the kitten, where the kitten is least fearful, is least bothered about his own protection. But the mother is catching the kitten in its mouth and running everywhere. Some sampradayas emphasize on mercy, some other sampradayas emphasize on efforts. But in Gaudiya Sampradaya, we get lessons from our acharyas that we depend on both together. We have to make our own efforts, and seeing the efforts, Krishna will bestow his mercy. Though our efforts are not everything, but seeing the efforts only, Krishna will bestow his mercy. And our efforts are by practicing sadhana bhakti, being very serious in our morning programs, attentive chanting, studying Srila Prabhupada's literature, going out on Harinam Sankirtan book distribution. These are our efforts, putting ourselves out of the comfort zone. When we are in comfort zone, cozy situation, this mercy will not be attracted. When Krishna sees that devotee is trying to make some effort, then he will shower some mercy. Just like example of a small child. When the baby is starting to learn how to walk, is imbalance in the walk, one, two steps, even if he just holds a chair or bed and gets up, tries to walk even one or two steps, the mother becomes very gladdened. Mother, if the child is falling down, then mother runs towards the baby and holds him, helps him to learning walking. Similarly, when we also make efforts, our ardent efforts induces or attracts mercy of Krishna. And that we have seen in our founder Acharya's life. Although he was always Krishna conscious, it is not that he wanted mercy to become Krishna conscious. He knew right from his birth who is he. Once somebody asked, a disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, that, "Prabhupada, how frequently you remember Krishna. And Prabhupada says, I never forgot Krishna in my life. And similarly about his spiritual master. Prabhupada is such a great acharya, the world acharya, whose books are to be read for next 10,000 years, whose books will be law books for humanity, who is going to create a curve, a U-turn in the history of the entire planet. He made efforts. In the early days, before everybody knows about Prabhupada's success story, that he went to West and he built 108 temples, 10,000 disciples trained, and 70 volumes of books written, so many gurukuls opened, scientific research institutes. But hardly few people know about his efforts which he made before going to West. And then Srila Satsarup Das Goswami Maharaj has written this book, Srila Prabhupada Lilamrit. The first volume is named as A Lifetime in Preparation. A lifetime in Prabhupada went to West at the age of 70 years, but 70 years he has prepared himself. And he, in 22, he got instructions from his Guru Maharaj that you preach in English language. And 1966 he established ISKCON. So it's almost 44 years of apparent failure, where he's against, hoping against hope, apparently he's trying to fulfill the order of his Guru and trying to spread the message of Krishna. And when he did that effort, as a result of that effort, what is evident today is visible. That thousands of people have gratitude for Srila Prabhupada. They are dedicated. Nowhere else it has happened that after the founder leaves, the movement continues such successfully. And the number of people who are dedicated in their lives, they are increasing day by day. And that is only by Prabhupada's efforts which he has made. I heard a nice analysis by His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. He was telling that all the religions which have spread around the world were at the power of sword. Just like Christianity, that was also, and that also took, when Christianity spread in India specifically, it took hundreds of years and thousands of people's efforts. After hundreds of years, Christianity was established. They were successful to rule over India. Similarly, Islam took hundreds of years in India and everywhere to take over the ruling, again at the power of sword. Similarly, Buddhism was taken up by Ashoka, and Ashoka went around forcefully forcing people to accept Buddhism. And all these religions took hundreds of years at the power of sword, at the power forcefully. So if we have to make a graph of Indian history, so you say 600 of years of Mughal ruling and then 200 or 250 years of British ruling, where culture is tried to be changed. But if we see the 66 to 77, 11 years of efforts of Srila Prabhupada, it's such a short span, not thousands of people of army, it's one person. Just 11 years, not hundreds of years. And he has changed people's mindset around the world. Another devotee was saying that Britishers came, after hundreds of years of efforts, he changed our dhoti kurta to pant shirt. But Prabhupada, one man, went to West and he did it otherwise. He changed their pant shirts to dhoti kurta and saris. So that is Prabhupada's love and affection for Krishna. His efforts which he has made in trying to preach the glories of Sri Krishna, by which all this, the glorious acts are happening now. Today also is the disappearance day of three very important acharyas and also Gopashtami. We'll relate this efforts making to attract mercy to Srinivas Acharya's disappearance day at the ending of this session. Today is the Gadadhar Das, disappearance day of Gadadhar Das. He went with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Neelachal and later was sent back by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Navadvip, and he was engaged in preaching the Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He converted many people to Vaishnavas. He was instrumental in preaching, in assisting Sri Nityananda Prabhu. It is said in Gaur Ganodesh Deepika that he is an incarnation of effulgence of Srimati Radharani's body and also expansion of Purnananda Gopi. There is this interesting pastime of Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar Das Thakur. He is not same Gadadhar Pandit of the Panchatattva. is another Das, Gadadhar Thakur. His preaching spirit was very high. In those days, nobody would agree to go to, even for preaching, no Vaishnava would agree to go to Chand Kazi, or any, for that matter, any Muslim person. But Gadadhar Das Thakur, once at night he goes to Chand Kazi, and Chand Kazi was very angry, but seeing at the effulgent body and the luster of the body of Gadadhar Das Thakur, he becomes soft-hearted. And he asks, "What do you want? Please ask me. What brings you here at night?" And Gadadhar Das Thakur says, "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared." He starts preaching at night. "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared to deliver all the fallen souls, to eradicate all our sinful reactions. So my request is, please chant Lord Hari's name and make your life successful." Chand Kazi says, "You have a very nice request, but please come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll chant what you are saying." And Gadadhar Das Thakur says, "No, you chant right now. Why to postpone tomorrow?" And he becomes angry. Chand Kazi becomes angry. "You go back right now, otherwise I'll put you behind bars." And says, "No, you chant." Gadadhar Das Thakur says, "You chant Hari's name." "Then tomorrow I'll chant Hari's name." And Gadadhar Das Thakur becomes very jubilant, becomes very happy. "Thank you so much. Just now you have chanted Hari's name." So that was his preaching spirit. There was another intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Sankirtan movement called Dhananjay Pandit. He also was instrumental and present at all the times when Harinam Sankirtan was happening. Another acharya, significant acharya, is Srinivas Acharya. After the generation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is considered the most contributing, most important acharya to preserve the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went to Puri to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he could not meet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already left. Then there, he meets Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit, he was instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach Bhagavatam to Srinivas Acharya. But he could not teach, because when the copy which he had of Srimad Bhagavatam, Gadadhar Pandit, it was tinged with so much of tears, and the manuscript was not suitable for reading. So he asked for forgiveness, and he suggested that you go to Vrindavan, and there you will find Rupa and Sanatan. You learn Srimad Bhagavatam under their tutelage. But again he was late. When he goes to Vrindavan, he was quite late. By this time, Rupa and Sanatan also had left. But they appear, Rupa and Sanatan appears in the dream of Srinivas Acharya and say that you learn under the tutelage of Srila Jiva Goswami, under tutelage of Jiva Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, along with Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya learns Srimad Bhagavatam. And then the mission begins. Sri Jiva Goswami gives them title of Srinivas Acharya Mahashay and Narottam Das Thakur. As titles are given as Acharya and Thakur. And the writings are there ready of Jiva Goswami, which were sent to Navadvip for preaching. Srinivas Acharya is the one, the first person who did book distribution, in our language we can say. He brought all the manuscripts of Jiva Goswami from Vrindavan to Navadvip. And on the way, they met a king called Virambir in a place called Vishnupur, where this king would, he had an astrologer. He would foretell what this passerby is carrying, and if there was any treasury found, he would kill the people and rob the treasury. And the astrologer told that this person, there were 10 guards, 4 bulls were given with a cart to carry this manuscript of Sri Jiva Goswami. While going, the astrologer of Vishnupur city told to the king Virambir that this party is carrying a very valuable jewel, treasure. We can rob them. So the men of Virambir, they went, and at night when everybody was sleeping, they stole manuscripts and bring to King Virambir. Trying to open the manuscripts, according to him, a treasure wrapped in a red cloth. He opens and finds this book. And there he finds signature of Srila Jiva Goswami. And he feels very regretful. When he reads this manuscript literature, he feels a transformation of heart. And this is a long story how, in the meantime, scholar Vyasacharya was defeated by Srinivas Acharya and he becomes surrendered. The king Virambir surrenders to Srinivas Acharya and he also becomes a Vaishnava. Then the manuscripts are given back. Srinivas Acharya also had a significant role in organizing first festival of Gaur Purnima. He organized and he started after him. Everything was every year this Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, in memory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this festival was organized. Today also is Gopashtami, the significant day when Krishna was given the post of cowherd. Before this, he was taking care of cows. At the age of 5 years, till age of 5 years, the kids are called as Kumar. And after crossing 5, they are called as Pauganda, the Pauganda age. After crossing 5 years of age, Krishna was given the post of cowherd, Gopal. And in this remembrance, this festival is organized as Gopashtami. Cow is very important animal, not to say animal, but a very important living entity, which is very dear to Krishna. Krishna is glorified as Go Brahmana Hitayacha. Krishna likes the go, cows and brahmanas are very dear to Krishna. So Krishna cannot tolerate insult to his devotees, brahmanas and cows. In South India temples we see that morning when Lord gets up, many temples, first darshan Lord takes is of a cow, the rear part of cow and the front part of the animal, elephant. So cow is very very dear. Everywhere, Vrindavan without cows is incomplete. We see that when Krishna was given this post of Gopal on the Gopashtami day, Krishna was ready to go to herd all the cows, but he was not ready to wear footwear, saying that everybody worships, even the demigods worship cows. Cows are our mother. If they don't have footwear, how can I wear footwear? So he was not ready to wear footwear. Mother Yashoda was very concerned that Krishna's soft lotus feet will get hurt by stones, hard sand, thorns. So Krishna was not ready. Seeing this affection, all the cows went around in Vrindavan and they smashed the hard soil to powder. That's why when we do Govardhan Parikrama, many places we see this. The soil is like a powder, almost like a powder when we walk. It's very comfortable. So it's very, the cows are very dear to Krishna. Prabhupada also has mentioned many times, it's like one of the examples. It's a Prabhupada says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, purport of 9th canto 15th chapter, 25 shloka, those who are inclined to eat meat may eat the flesh of unimportant animals like hogs. So even if one cannot follow Krishna conscious principles, four regulated principles fully, Prabhupada says they can eat meat, but for the general populace, they should not eat flesh of cow. Unimportant animals like hogs and dogs, goats and sheep, but they should not touch the life of the cows. For this is destructive to the spiritual advancement of the human society. The entire human society will face consequences of killing cows. There have been n number of cases where earthquake or tsunami happened, and later on it was found that at such places there are big cow slaughterhouses. So it is destructive at the humanity scale at large, and even for personal benefit we may consider okay, cow protection, but how it practically applies to us as an individual practicing sadhaka. It is very much applicable. Just like at our personal life, we can use cow products which are available. Goat, Uptan, go earth, cow urine, soap, Uptan, and then Dantamanjan, which is made up of cow products. These seem to be a material propaganda, but these things help us because these things are coming from cow. They bring us to the mode of goodness, sattva-gun, and they help us to perform our sadhana better. So this is not a material propaganda. So that way, if we use cow products, replacing with the regular products of toothpaste or anything, it's like one devotee was saying that when we use toothpaste, this is not a compulsion, just what I heard, I'm just repeating. When we use toothpaste, it mostly contains cow bones. So when we go for morning, taking darshan of Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, Before that we are consuming a part of the cow's somewhere, a bone or something. It brings us down in the consciousness. So if we replace this, it brings us to sattvagun. At the same time, when we replace these products, the demand of these products go down. And wherever cows are being slaughtered, the slaughter will reduce. That way it can help us to perform our sadhana better. And coming back to Srinivas Acharya, he was the first one who did organized book distribution. And following the same mood, all our Acharyas, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sent books to foreign libraries. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he took sannyas, the first thing he established was not a temple, it was a printing press in Kolkata. So we understand how important it is. And in the same mood, Srila Prabhupada, he also emphasized on book distribution so much. Prabhupada says that ISKCON is my body, but BBT printing press is my heart. So if you want to grab mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the Acharyas, we can put ourselves fully in the fire of book distribution, and the marathon month is awaiting just after 15 days. It is such a glorious activity that when we do this, all the Acharyas, not only Srila Prabhupada, but all the Acharyas are pleased, and we attract mercy, by which we can chant Hare Krishna better at our level at least. Love of God and those things are very far for us. At least we can chant Hare Krishna better, we'll develop affection for devotees. Just to conclude this sloka, there is another sloka which I would like to connect. And Srimad Bhagavatam 9463, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Aham Bhakta Paradino, He Asvatantra Ivadvija, Sadhuvir Grastardeyo, Bhaktair Bhakta Janapriyaha. Krishna says, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the core of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. So here's the formula. So Sri Krishna is giving that why Krishna is sold out to his devotees. Because the devotees don't have any material desire in the heart. That's why Krishna sits in their heart. If we also want to develop that, we can follow Srila Prabhupada, we can become devotee of Srila Prabhupada, putting ourselves fully into the fire of Sankirtan, Harinam, Sankirtan and book distribution. And that way we can attract the mercy of Sri Krishna. So just reiterating what we had, we saw some cases, various pastimes, of where Krishna is bound by the love of devotees. We saw example of Vidura and Arjuna, Bodhana, Anantadvar and some more examples. Then we saw about the two aspects which attract mercy of Krishna, which can bind Krishna with love, that is mercy of Krishna and efforts. We saw that in our Gaudiya Dhara, we emphasize on both. We have example of kitten and monkey mother. Also we saw the brief biography of the three important Acharyas, Srinivas Acharya, Das Gadadhar Das Thakur and Dhananjay Pandit. We also saw about the Gopashtami, importance of cow at humanity, for humanity at large and at our personal application. And we have that opportunity by putting ourselves fully into book distribution in the coming month. Thank you very much for patiently hearing me. If there is any mistake, please forgive me for all the mistakes. Is there any comment or question? Maharaj would like to add something, please. Prabhuji. Thank you very much for patiently listening. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Anand Kodi Vaishnavinda ki, Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Distribution ki. Yeah.